mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, here it comes. Here it comes.
The Lone Ranger.
Are you silver?
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver. The Lone Ranger.
Hi-Yo Silver! Away!
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Oh, my goodness! Kimosabe, are you there? Where are you? Where are you, Tonto? You have your masks. Do you, please? Get those masks on. You know, we can't reveal our identity. And we must protect others that we're trying to kill. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Adams is here on this wonderful day, Saturday, the 4th of April, 2020. Yep, I think we'll talk a lot about that today. We'll talk a lot about where we are in Bible prophecy, I guess, and where we are in repeating history, and where we are as far as America/Israel. We're going to have Dr. Lorraine Day on in the second hour. She has consented to come back on. It's been a long time. Haven't had her on in many, many years. But we did have a very good relationship, and she is always interesting, always exciting. She doesn't say she has all the answers to everything. Nobody does on this earth, that's for sure. But you know what? She's very interesting, very informative. And most of all, she has a proven track record of success in treating cancer, treating disease, and treating a number of other ailments successfully. She's now, I think, 83 years young. She says she feels like 30, going on 30, and I guess you could say she looks like 50. So that's wonderful. She must be doing something right. And we'll talk to her about Corona. We'll talk to her about the pandemic reaction, or the plandemic, if you will, and a host of other issues, you know. So anyway, also Art will be joining us in the next half hour. He'll be coming aboard to give us his perspective on things. So we'll reverse the order a little bit today. And we'll go right to the scriptures, I think, because since we are talking about masks, it's very interesting. You know, many areas in the Bible do discuss masks and, you know, deception and concealing and all of that sort of thing. And, you know, I guess probably the most... standout scripture is in, to some anyway, in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11:14. And no wonder, for even Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light, Paul. You know, it's amazing because that mask of deception that put on, that falsetto, today, it is so timely when we think of this business of everybody supposedly going to be advised nationwide to conceal themselves. And here we are, we've been told about iris scans, we've been told about facial scans, facial recognition, and it's in force, it's being used, and that we must reveal ourselves. We must not conceal ourselves. And I always tell people, and they ask me, how come you're not wearing a mask? And I'm not. And I don't intend to. I said, unless I'm planning to rob a store or a bank or something else, I will not. And I'm not concerned about protecting others because I am absolutely 100% sure that I am not a carrier and I am not infected at all. And I make sure with my own remedies, as you know, and the oil of oregano, of course, is at the top of the list. So I don't know who I'm going to infect, but I know one thing. There is an infection, folks, going on across this land of America, this land that God has blessed for so many years, turned its back on God, and now God is, you know, definitely speaking to this generation, the generation of the evil fig tree in Jerusalem. So we need to recognize that. We must understand that this is the time when Satan has transformed himself. He has put on a mask of deception. And that deception takes many forms. But the one thing that all of them come down to, they boil down to one simple premise. Hi, I am here to help you. I love you. I am Jesus. I want to make you safe, and I want to make you prosperous. That's what he says he's going to bring peace and prosperity. But you know, as of tomorrow, there's no Palm Sunday services anywhere in this state. We just heard this governor of Rhode Island, my state, give her usual daily briefing to the media. And some people in the media asked some intelligent questions. I know that's kind of a hard thing to believe, but some of them did. And then at the end, you know, we're reminded. She said, there's not going to be any Easter. Not that I'm a big proponent of Easter, you understand. But she didn't mention anything about Passover coming up. She didn't mention anything. I'm talking about, of course, the Judaic fake Passover. She didn't say anything about all of the matzah families and all of the matzah restaurants, all of the matzah supermarkets that are doing their best to prepare in this state. And I don't think she will until maybe that time draws a little bit closer. And then she might be forced to say something. But what she's doing is not just saying anything. She is ordering, basically, without the force of any law or any legal contract, she is imploring all of the churches not to hand out palms. Now, of course, from what I understand from 10, turntoten.com, Channel 10, Sinclair Broadcasting here, she has provided for these vestibules in the church and palms outside where people can go, pick them up, wrap them around themselves or whatever, you know, put them in their hands, take them with them, and then go quietly home, provided they have their masks on. And that is the key. I'm seeing a few people today because I don't stop doing what I do. I cannot sit in one place. I have to keep going. I'm sure most of you who are mobile are doing the same thing. You're not going to sit there in your own home or your apartment, your high-rise, wherever, unless you're constrained, and I understand there are some who do. And my sympathies, my prayers go out to you. But if you're free and you still remember the old days when America was the land of the free and the home of the brave, you are not the type to sit down and just do nothing. And meeting people, talking to people, reaching them who do not have internet access, whatever, with the gospel is definitely a wonderful thing. But you see, we live in the new world order now, folks. We live in a whole new society, as our governor has told us. Things are going to keep changing. Things are going to change again and again and again. So we have to adapt to this mindset now of changing the way we live, we behave, the way we think, the way we act, and the way we conduct ourselves in public if we are to be seen in public. You know, very interesting. It is a pandemic or plandemic of the mind. So it's one of those situations where we told you so. We predicted it. We warned of it a long time ago. Whatever the reason will be that we are going to be going into a control command society, it may be economic, it may be war, it may be military, it may be disease, all of these things will beset you. But let not your heart be troubled, because these are just the beginning of sorrows. Now, a lot of people are getting sick, not from the virus, but the elderly, the vulnerable, the immature, the frightened, you know, people have problems. They are living alone, what have you. They have no one to turn to but God. You see, he's the only one in the scriptures. They are having heart attacks. Some of them are dying from stroke or heart attack now because they're so frightened by this regime in power, this United Nations regime. Let's face it, this is a WHO operation, the World Health Organization. And then you have Dr. Birx, who comes right out of the military, of course. You know, she's trying to be the C. Everett Koop of this administration. Many of you remember C. Everett Koop from Reagan with that silly uniform that he used to wear all the time at press conferences. And that certainly was during the AIDS epidemic. And, you know, Dr. Lorraine Day, of course, helped people with AIDS during that period of time. But be that as it may, it's a world government. It's one of those things where they're telling you to be isolated, and they always spoke against isolationism. And now they're telling you we must be isolated but come together at the same time as a world fighting this new enemy, this new Nazism, and so on and so forth. So, folks, all they've done is just change the names. You know, they haven't changed the formula. They changed the names to protect the guilty, as we say, on the new Dragnet. I have prepared for you a brief segment, which is from somebody who I've admired over the years, who is a scholar of sorts, and he came from Arizona. And, of course, he was quite a, I think, way ahead of his time in terms of the preachers today who were teaching things that should be taught in the Bible and have not been taught about the Israel of God. His name is Sheldon Emery. Many of you know him. And he had his radio broadcast daily. And I remember being in a church, a separatist Calvinist Christian church that said, now we're going to use some of his materials, his Billions for Bankers publication he put out, and but we're not going to allow you to look at the end cover, the order. We're going to tear it off. So the pastor tore it off because he didn't want people to get wrapped up in what he called British Israelism. So in any event, still, a lot of what he said is definitely true today. And I thought this segment on what is going to happen to America, Israel, is not to be blamed strictly on the Jews or the Kenites, not to be blamed on all of the enemies that we're going to face in the near future, never mind this one, but basically blamed on the fact that we have disobeyed God. And he's saying this is a judgment from God. So I want to see if we can start that segment now, Ken, and it's about 11, 12 minutes, and we'll see if we can break and then come right back to it, because I think it's something you and I need to contemplate right now, that segment.
Internally, where they take over power politically and also economically. Now, many people are exposing this threat. Some of our race are opposing it, but practically none of them understand why it's happening. So that's what we're going to discuss this morning. In the light of the Bible, we're going to go to the prophets. Turn to Isaiah Chapter 1, and as we read this, keep in mind that I am reading what God says he will do to Israel when Israel is in disobedience. Now, I think most of you understand, and I think most people who will hear this know that we as a people are in disobedience to God. We are disobeying God's laws individually and collectively as a nation. So I don't think we can argue that America is obeying God. We all know that America is not. And if we Anglo-Saxons, who constitute the original bulk of America, are not Israel, then all of this that I'm going to read doesn't make any sense, because I'm going to relate what God does to Israel. And there's nowhere in the Bible that God says he's going to do these specific things to other people when they are in disobedience. What I'm going to read is what God says about Israel. So if we're not Israel, of course, I'm wasting your time, and you can just take a nap while I'm talking if you wish. If we are Israel, then these things have a bearing on us, and perhaps we can get some light and understanding and some comfort from the Scripture. In Isaiah 1, God is speaking directly to a sinful and disobedient Israel. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, king of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger, they are gone away backward. So he's speaking to Israel in disobedience. Verse 16. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So at the very beginning of the prophet Isaiah, God sets down the principle upon which his relationship is founded to Israel. If you obey God, you will eat the good of the land. If you rebel, war will come. It's just a plain statement of fact from God Almighty as to what will happen to Israel in either case. Turn to Isaiah 8. We'll begin in verse 5. The Lord spake also unto me, saying, Forasmuch as this people refuseth the waters of Shiloh, that go softly and rejoice in reason, and Remaliah's son, now therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria, in all his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels, and go over all his banks, and he shall pass through Judah, he shall overflow and go over, he shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. So he says, if you refuse the waters of Shiloh, in other words, God's word, then I'm going to raise up some other waters, the waters of an enemy nation, which will overflow his banks and come into your land. This, of course, is symbolic or metaphorical language, calling another nation water. But if you won't have the water of God, I'll give you the water of another nation, is literally what he said. Now we know from history and from the Bible that this is exactly what happened. Israel continued to refuse God's word, and Assyria did come, did overflow his banks, come out of his own land and his own nation, and conquered the house of Israel and took them captive. Turn to the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah was primarily a prophet to the remnant, the remainder.
And we'll come right back to Pastor Emery and Jeremiah in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Okay, we're back now to Pastor Sheldon Emery from Arizona. This goes back to about the 70s, folks, and let's get right back to his discourse on Jeremiah now.
Over all his channels and go over all his banks, and he shall pass through Judah. He shall overflow and go over. He shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. So he says, if you refuse the waters of Shiloh, in other words, God's word, then I'm going to raise up some other waters, the waters of an enemy nation, which will overflow his banks and come into your land. This, of course, is symbolic or metaphorical language, calling another nation water. But if you won't have the water of God, I'll give you the water of another nation, is literally what he said. Now, we know from history and from the Bible that this is exactly what happened. Israel continued to refuse God's word, and Assyria did come, did overflow his banks, come out of his own land and his own nation, and conquered the house of Israel and took them captive. Turn to the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah was primarily a prophet to the remnant that remained in Jerusalem of Israel after the Assyrian captivity. Jeremiah 1, beginning in verse 13. The word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north, and evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. He said, Jeremiah, I, God Almighty, am going to call the nations of the north, and they're going to come in war, in battle, against Judah. Why? Verse 16, And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worshipped the work of their own hands. So he is saying, the same thing we read in Isaiah, that Judah, because you have forsaken God, I am going to call an alien nation to actually come and invade your land. Turn to Jeremiah 5. Beginning in verse 1. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. And though they say the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. Notice he's saying, in effect, that none is doing judgment, but at the same time, they say the Lord lives. You know, the cry in America today from most of the churches is against the atheists who say God is dead, and they say, no, God is alive. But by their actions, they deny it. He says, though they say the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. They act as if God is not alive by ignoring his word, even while they say, oh, we're worshiping God. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock, and they have refused to return. Who sent the grievousness, who sent the calamity upon Israel? Well, God did. The prophet said, thou hast done this. So it was God Almighty who had done it. Verse 7, he goes on and condemns their sin more, and then he says, how shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. They were as fed horses in the morning, every one neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? God asks a rhetorical question here. The obvious answer is yes. God Almighty has the right to avenge himself on this nation Israel that turns against him. Go ye up upon her walls and destroy, but make not a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not the Lord's. So he's going to destroy them at least in part. He says the battlements and their protection is not of God, and here's the reason. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, saith the Lord. So there is a principle here which runs throughout the Bible, which seems not to be known by modern Christendom. That when Israel obeys God, God protects Israel and blesses her and raises her up. And when Israel disobeys God, God removes his protection, and then God himself actually brings calamity upon Israel. And of course, all of this I'm reading is about the Jews, isn't it?
Right back quick, and Art will join us in a few moments as well. Very interesting times, folks. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, let's get right back to it, folks. A couple of more minutes here.
Now, this is what God does with the Jews when they're in disobedience. Well, the Jews deny Christ and they disobey all of his laws. They are the enemies of the gospel. They are the promoters of immorality and sin in America, and we must assume also in Europe, if the pattern holds. So they should be the ones, if they are Israel, whose land is being invaded and whose land is being taken away from them. But instead, we find that they are the ones who are taking political and economic control of America. So something is upside down here. Either God's word is not coming to pass upon Israel, or most people have the wrong people identified as Israel. Because what God said here would happen to Israel is not happening to the Jews, but it certainly is happening to us. Verse 12. They have belied the Lord and said, "It is not he, neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see sword nor famine." So one of the accusations made by God against Israel is that they refuse to believe God would send war and famine against them. And I know many people do not preach directly that God will not send war and famine against this people, but they do it indirectly by saying, well, I know war and famine may come, but we are going to be gone in the rapture when it comes. So you see, they say the same thing, but they use a new doctrine to teach it and say, well, God's tribulation and justice will never come upon us because we won't be here when it happens. And God is here in the old Judah kingdom accusing these Judahites, these Israel people, of not believing that God was going to do what God said he was going to do, bring judgment and calamities upon this people. This next verse is rather interesting. And the prophet shall become wind, and the word is not in them, thus shall it be done unto them.
Well, folks, that's a little sample of Pastor Emery, and makes a lot of sense. He also goes into greater detail, by the way, in other broadcasts, and his programs are still up on YouTube. You can Google him on YouTube. What he's saying is prophetic in terms of what would happen with the men of the East and the men of the North, the kings of the North, Rush, Russia, China, yes, particularly, and what will come from the Mideast. Now, this is an invasion. This is going to come to heads in the very near future, and I believe we are closer to that time now than one can imagine. Things are, you know, accelerating at a rapid rate. And we predicted this many years ago. I think many Bible students knew it. They understood it. Only the other people, the so-called pastors and teachers, said it's going to be that little, tiny, wonderful, little, kind-hearted, besieged nation in the Middle East that's always got enemies for no reason. Well, they were all dead wrong. And now they're being proven wrong. And what is happening right now? America is dependent on communism. Not God, but on communism, vis-a-vis communist China. Now Mr. Trump and the whole coterie are looking forward to receiving these Chinese-made, in many cases, ventilators. Now they're finding out they're not working. They have parts that are malfunctioning, and they're not designed the way they should be. Isn't that amazing? Drywall failing, you know, the materials that are sent here, the foods. This is beginning to reap havoc and wreak havoc here in America. So, you know, God's not wrong. Somebody else is. And we don't believe him, and we got to find out the hard way. So we will find out the hard way. In the end, it's going to be different, because in the end, they're going to turn back. Country is going to find out who is the God. I am the Lord, thy God, one who took you out of bondage in Egypt, out of the land of slavery. I am the Lord, thy God, and I alone am him. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So, folks, we've had that. We've put other gods, and now we've got the new gods of this age. That's right. We have the new religion, and we have these new governors. New politicians, new presidents, vice presidents, congressmen, senators. We're being told this is a plot. This is a plot between the Democrats and the Chinese against Trump. And then we're being told it's Trump that's plotting against the nation. And he's fighting it out with deep state. All of this is my opinion, is rubbish. It's just plain rubbish. Because of the light of the scriptures that has been shown down upon us. Either we believe it or we don't. Look at the facts. Look at the facts, folks. We are now at our most vulnerable point, America, Israel, that we have ever, ever seen in this nation's history. All came from World War I and II, plotted and carried out by these sons of the devil. And sure enough, America fell for it. Brother fighting brother, killing brother. Them holding the money bags, them holding all of the shekel counting, the cash registers, adding it up, now making us dependent upon the system. Treason on a grand scale never before known in our nation's history. So now, all of a sudden, they got religion. China. Oh, it's China. Well, it's not China. China was destroyed, mainland China. 1950. It's communist China. And we're not done with Red Rouge Russia as well. You'll find out in the days ahead the alliances that are already being made now, the invasion of the oil markets, the plunging of the markets, and what is happening and what that will lead to will be a more horrible economic situation for the American public than we have ever seen. So I had to share that with you. It was weighing heavily on my mind. And, you know, from state to state, we're having the same issues, the same problems. I guess Alexander Dugin really wasn't all that wrong when he predicted, you know, that in the 1980s and 90s that America would break up and go into like 10 regional governments and they would be subjugated. I guess he knew something, huh? And the Russian czars. He found out. Interesting, isn't it? We're on Facebook, too. If you go to Facebook People, Rick Adams, you will see the page up, and we have posted a number of articles, and there are others that are posted as well. Now, if we have, does Art, let's see, is Art waiting for us? Is he here? I'd like to bring him up if we have him, Ken. Is Art with us from Philly?
Yes, Rick.
Okay, here you are. Okay, I couldn't see whether you were up on the screen here. Hi, how are you, Art?
Good. So it's going to come in on your last statement there about oil. You know, oil's going down to $20 a barrel. And even at one point, it was trading at $5 a barrel for Canadian oil. But realize, you know, from Bretton Woods that the U.S. economy and the Federal Reserve Bank, the real value of the dollar is the petrodollar. Okay? And Russia and China realize that. So if Russia breaks the bank of the petrodollar, like going after Saudi Arabia, then the value of the U.S. dollar follows suit. Mm-hmm. And the consequences of that are going to be interesting to see. So what we've seen is basically went from, what, roughly about $60 down to 20. So it's down down to one-third of its value.
Some are talking about $10 a barrel.
Right. And it came up a little bit to 25. But still, we're talking roughly a half to two-thirds of the value of oil has basically gone away in the past couple months, 2 months, less than that.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine
now what is this doing to the markets as far as the oil production at home and the industries that are spinoffs from that?
They're basically going on hold and at risk of going under financially.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, they could do something about it where they could basically impose import tariffs to protect the American industry in that arena, since we do have independence, and that might be an idea for them to do. But that in of itself is not going to be enough to basically cause a collapse of the U.S. dollar. I would say it could go down like a half to two-thirds of its value overnight. And what does that do? That's the real question. They're showing right now, hey, the value of the dollar is increasing. You know, because they're saying worldwide people want it. But once they start losing confidence in the purchasing power of that dollar, especially with this $6 trillion bailout, what's going to happen? Okay? I would say we're pretty close to being on the verge of first a downturn and then start seeing hyperinflation. That's how I see it.
So, it's reflecting itself now. In many stores, if you go to the shops on the street, the brick and mortar shops, and the big boxes and so forth, I noticed that within the last month or so, we've already seen an increase in some of the prices. Going to these dollar stores is a good example because that's where most of the lower income people will shop. Right? They go there and they're finding out something that was $1.75. A week, 2-3 weeks ago is now $2. And it's not just based on demand, like for bleach or things of that sort, but it's also across the board. I think we're going to see some rapid escalation in prices. And if that is the case, well, we've got some issues here that really need to be talked about. Our governor here, this woman, says that, you know, we're all going to be good little kitties and we all got to obey her. Because if we don't, she'll come down with a heavier hand. And right now, you know, we have this, you know, we have this declaration of a state of emergency, and there are some states that are not abiding by it. Many states, like Texas, for instance, you know, is not closing down the church and not telling people they shouldn't go to church. And I see Mr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci, said that's not good. We've got to have uniformity. We've got to have a system where all the states obey the central government. And we need that leadership. Now, that might sound good, Art, you know, to the average, you know, person who doesn't know any better. Well, that's good. We should all go together on the same road, and we should all be walking in lockstep. And I want to know, where is it we're walking as far as walking in lockstep? Can you give me an idea where this could lead?
Well, I would say it's more like we're walking like lemons over the cliff. But don't worry. On I-95, the Rhode Island State Police are making sure all the New Yorkers are driving through the state and don't stay over.
We just had a case where three men came from Massachusetts over the border. They came into Rhode Island. They were golfers. They came here to golf. And as far as they're concerned, that's a necessity, okay? But they get pulled over by the state police. And then they were arrested and then let go and given summons to appear in court. And this is ridiculous. This is absurd. None of them undoubtedly will have the coronavirus. But we're just using this broad-based approach to just pull people over, have these drag nets, have these checkpoints. And this is reminiscent of the communist regimes and what they've done in Israel and Palestine. You see?
Right. And I just read on some news that they're already predicting that we're now going to have some food shortages internationally because of breakdowns in the supply chain. So you add that up, plus, hey, you know, $1,200 per adult taxpayers for the ones under the guidelines are going to get, and that'll be gone in a drop of the bucket. You know, I've, on a positive note, I had a friend who just told me about New Rochelle that the number of new cases is actually starting to decline. Well, it's one of the first places, a hot spot, but overall, I think, you know, they've already destroyed at least a third of the U.S. economy for the second quarter of 2020. And we can see, for instance, when you mentioned the dollar store, Mr. Warren Buffett, that poor old man who's going to give all his assets when he passes on to Microsoft Bill Gates, you know, that pauper that actually needs a big boost in his economic welfare. I also heard he just, Warren Buffett just sold like 13 million shares of Delta Airlines. So there is some blood in the streets there.
Yes,
I'm looking, for instance, Ford, you know, the motor company, the shares are like down to $3 almost.
Wow. I've seen that.
Right. So it's like, you know, what is happening here? This is setting up these companies to be bought out and taken over, okay, quite easily. You know, so maybe the Chinese are holding all these U.S. dollars and currencies will come in there and basically sweep up and become the major shareholders of corporate America right now. So it looks like, you know, we're really at a risk of that happening right now. This down
there goes that aliens amongst us, folks. They're taking it over, taking all the spoils, and that's exactly what God said would happen. Now, this is the Israel of God. This nation is in disobedience. They've forgotten who their God is. They're in bed with communists, in bed with the Kenites, the Jews, and they've let them lord over them. So what do you expect to happen? You sold your birthright to them. Back to Edom, back to Esau, and he is happy to take all that he can get. I mean, you know, it's pretty hard to feel sorry for people, but you know what, Art, I don't know about you. You get out and you do talk to people from 6 feet or 10 away, I hope. But anyway, I know, I talk to people, they really don't have a clue. They really don't know why they're in this captivity. They don't understand what's happening. Especially the older, the elderly. I met a kid the other day at the market. I was in this kosher market just, you know, buying a couple of things. And I go there just to see what's really going on. And one kid didn't have any gloves on. He's making it, you know, he's putting it in the tray. It didn't even occur to him that this is what the health department wants. And Dr. Scott will slap him with a fine if he gets caught. And the Jewish owner will have to go to jail. Well, I met a young fellow. I bumped into him. He's 19. And I said, you know, you got a crucifix on. And I said, you know, I said, are you a Christian? He said, yes, I am. And I said, well, you know, we're living in prophetic times. This is, we're leading it to something big, leading up to the return, you know, Christ. And so he was kind of like puzzled. He didn't fully understand it, but he says, well, I'd just like to get back to school and just try to get, you know, see the economy return and everything. But an example of somebody who's lost, you know, lost in space, you know, it's like our people still don't get it, and they're not going to get it until that time comes. So there's going to be some real military moves, and China holds the keys now, Red China. So Russia is being antagonized again, and the people behind the scenes, once again, that neocon group, they're running the whole show. Turkey, we're seeing it now in the Middle East. You know, it's fascinating stuff. It really is. It's just unbelievable. All right, we'll come back. If you got a quick comment for Art or me, make it now, because next hour, Lorraine Day will join us, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, we just have a few minutes in this hour. If you have a quick call, 1-800-313-9443. You know, Art, what is happening, you know, across the world is certainly not just happening here in America, but America's taking it particularly hard because, as we just pointed out, we're the most vulnerable situation with regard to the flow of oil, with the marketing, the selling of oil, the byproduct of oil, and what major impact that will have on this economy. Now, you just touched on the food situation, and have you been, like, watching or following stocks and the stock market with regard to farming and food? Have you been following any of that at all?
That part I haven't watched yet. I'm just starting to look at it. I was going to say, though, we got like a triple whammy hit in the economy of the U.S. at once. First of all, you got the virus brought down over one-third of the U.S. economy down to its knees in the second quarter. Simultaneously, we're seeing how vulnerable we are with the global supply chain to China. And now, at the same time, you have Russia hitting us and Saudi Arabia on the petrodollar. So you got a triple whammy. You're hitting the U.S. economy all at the same time here. And to me, it looks like, you know, maybe the virus started by accident, but it looks like, you know, Russia and China are now teaming up, and they're going to basically take advantage of this crisis to really wreak a lot of havoc on the U.S. economy. And
you sound like the prophet Jeremiah.
Right.
This is so incredibly prophetic, and we're going to see what they call the inverted triangle, I guess. What we're seeing now worldwide is these two powers and us caught in the middle, the superpowers of the end times, you know, America and Russia. And it's no wonder, going back now to the First World War and Second, that Russia had to be protected and, you know, nurtured, communism, by these demons who are running the Roosevelt administration and Truman and Eisenhower, all of them communist agents. Then spilling over to China, the Asia markets, you see, our industries were denuded. Our companies, our corporations, our industrial base taken overseas. And then by the 80s and 90s, you know, we had now this offshore and outsourcing. And you were talking about that recently. While Trump is making big speeches, what's been happening with those numbers now as far as the...
They just brought in 85,000 H-1B visa workers over here to replace American labor in high technology. Okay?
Wow.
So, so that's still going on. You know, we can't hire American. You know, we can't use, you know, Americans have to pay the, you know, up to the wazoo to go to college these days, you know, 100,000, 200,000 plus, and then they get replaced by cheap technical labor from offshore. Okay?
Right.
So, you know, it really comes down to, you know, and look who controls the industry. Look who runs Amazon. Look who runs Microsoft, you know. Facebook. They're all using H-1B labor. You know, Comcast, which is the one company behind Mr. Joe Biden there. You know, they're all using it. So, if you know, why are they allowed to bring in foreign labor to replace U.S. labor? They're basically, that's another way to deindustrialize the service economy, the same way they did with manufacturing. I can see why they want to do it, because that makes American high technology industry portable, because now they got a foreign labor force. Oh, it's very easy now to pull out of the country and leave us with a mess. That's
exactly
what's going on. Yeah.
Well, you're absolutely right. That is what's happening now. And from day to day, week to week, all we're being told is we must obey the government. We must follow government rules. And we're going to talk about that with Dr. Day. But, you know, this is really a total domestic lockdown that we're facing now, because there's no evidence whatsoever that this is a problem that cannot be controlled, contained, and reversed. That's the thing. It is an artificial situation. And if people were to do the right thing spiritually, set their house in order, America, and economically, we wouldn't have this Leviathan government on our backs. So,
you're right.
You know. All right, Art, we're done for now. I'm glad you could squeeze in some time. And, you know, you may enjoy Dr. Day as well and what she says.
Right.
So listen in. Thank you. And God willing, we'll talk again next week. NoPlaceForCorruption.com.
Let's keep our prayers for America. Bye.
Amen. Amen.
Yep.
All right. That's Art from Philly, NoPlaceForCorruption.com. Folks, hour number two coming up, and we should be hearing from Dr. Lorraine Day. Hopefully in just a few.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.